USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Atlanta police officer has been fired after the shooting death of an African-American man. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina tells NBC's Meet the Press he saw the footage.
That video is disturbing to watch, but I'm not sure that it's as clear as what we've seen around the country on some of the other issues that have driven us to the point where we're actually having a serious conversation around police reform.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says the police force needs to change its ways.
While we have a police force full of men and women who work alongside our communities with honor, respect, and dignity, there has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Police are saying they think it's suicide, but a black man's family say he was lynched. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Los Angeles County officials are calling on California's Attorney General to step in and investigate the death of the black man found hanging from a tree in a park north of L.A. The county sheriff's investigators suggesting that 24-year-old Robert Fuller died by suicide, but Fuller's family insists he was lynched. In a letter to the state attorney general, County Supervisor Catherine Barger says, "It is imperative that the public maintain trust in the investigative process, especially given the sensitive nature of this case." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As expected, COVID-19 cases are on the rise. Oregon has pushed back their reopening dates. And after beaches opened in Florida, they've had 2,500 new cases in just one day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Los Angeles County has released safety guidelines allowing film and TV productions to resume after being shut down since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Screen Actors Guild, the Directors Guild, the Teamsters, and more contributed to protocols for production. These include regular testing and symptom monitoring, staggered meal times, and hand washing, as well as sanitizing. Employers are expected to provide personal protective equipment. Cast and crew are required to wear cloth face masks, but only essential cast and crew are allowed on set. If actors can't wear a face mask, they need to stand 8 feet apart. Guidelines say actors should do their own makeup and bring their own props and, whenever possible, avoid sharing. Not only are fight scenes and love scenes discouraged, but actors should remain as silent as possible to avoid spreading droplets through talking. The document says scenes requiring cast to be closer than 6 feet should be kept as brief as possible, and crowds of extras should be avoided. TV shows can use paid staff as the audience, but only sitting 6 feet apart and filling no more than 25% of the audience. Details on crew meals say that buffets are no longer allowed. Any food item must be single serving. The guidelines also say there should be one-directional traffic, frequent hand-washing breaks, and provide hand sanitizer throughout the entire set. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.